belting of Bordeaux, pairing the best wines and picking the next show. Hear Broadway guests and us acting like loons. This you can find here on Tenants and Tunes. When Ben Bradley cries, when the vine dies, whether June's or moon's, I simply turn to my favorite things, and they are a Tenants and Tunes.
Welcome to Tenants and Tunes. I'm Jessica.
I'm Jimmy. Hi, friends. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
So,
hi, kids. So, listeners, our moms are with us today.
Literally, hello, mothers.
Yes. So, this is our special Mother's Day / 1 year anniversary episode. Yay. So, my mom is in town. She wanted to come and visit, so we thought that we should have her on the show. And then today, we are Skyping with Jimmy's mom, too.
Hello.
Hello.
So this is really exciting. So, Jimmy, why don't you introduce your mom a little bit?
Okay. So this is the woman that took me to all of my dance practices and musical theater practices. She is best known as nun number 7, having walked across the stage with a milk bucket and just hamming it up in Sound of Music. We have a podcast together called Not Your Mother's Archie. It's Janet Robertson.
Woo! Hi, everybody. It's so exciting to be here.
Oh, we're so happy to have you, Janet.
Thank you.
And then this is my mom. I can't think of many theatrical productions that she has been in outside of school, though I know she did some in high school and
I
in
did.
College. I know you did. I just feel like I don't know very much about you at this moment.
I only know that because of my mom, because I keep telling it to everybody. So
I'll let her introduce herself here in a second and correct me and hold it against me for the rest of my life. But it's my mom, Kathleen Humphrey.
Yay!
Yay!
Okay,
thank you.
So, Mom, what did you do in high school and college? I know it was like overseas too. Like
yes.
It was in Europe.
Yes, I was performing in Europe on the stage.
Yeah, it was a thing.
What?
Yes. Yeah, my time in Belgium.
Wow.
And I did the effect of gamma rays on Man on the Moon, Marigold. I'm sure that's at the top of everyone's list to see.
Well,
that's
we
hot
did it in
ticket.
High school.
Yeah, and I was actually the lead and had an accident and blood dripping on the stage, but I went on, soldiered on despite the blood.
Why,
Mom, the trooper?
What did right. you never
show
did that?
Go on.
No, I never did that. I was just the person that came in and like stepped up when that happened.
What?
I wasn't about to let anybody take my role.
I love it. Okay, well, first things first, we need to start drinking some wine.
We need to start drinking some wine.
So, listeners, the show that we're going to do today is undoubtedly Gypsy.
Gypsy.
We had to do Gypsy. I mean, what a perfect Mother's Day musical.
Yeah, for the yeah.
It's all about me.
Exactly.
Okay,
celebration of mothers.
Stage mom.
Stage mom.
I'm sorry, I didn't introduce my mother correctly. Please give a warm welcome to Mama Rose Robertson.
Yes. Thank you.
I love that. Well, my mom and I were talking about that earlier, and I don't think I can classify my mom as a Mama Rose, just because I think that she just didn't want to be at that many things. She was the stage mom. No. She was the stage mom that would drop me off with the makeup and say, "You'll find some other mom to help you. You'll be fine."
Perfect. Love
yeah.
it.
Well, I did tell her to call me when the show was over.
Exactly.
You got that at least.
But after that many dance recitals, you know, there just comes a point when you gotta stay home.
Yeah. It actually wasn't my mom who was trying to get on stage. It was my dad who was trying to get on stage.
Well, that's a whole other episode.
Because Maybe there was a thing in my dance troupe called the Dancing Dads.
Oh my god.
And it was all these pot-bellied dads.
Oh, Jessica.
What did I miss?
No training.
That weren't tutus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did, when we did Nutcracker, they did the Flight of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Oh my goodness, that would have been so great.
That would have been. My dad would have been.
He would have been
all
right there.
About that.
Right there.
It was amazing because my husband unfortunately has no dancing experience, should I say. I want to tell you, Jessica, a little bit about this wine that my husband bought.
Yes, please, please, please.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, first of all, I was going to do a different kind of wine.
Okay.
But my husband went out and bought wine for me, which I thought was so sweet. And I got home and I'm stressing out. Now, you guys have to understand, I live 30 minutes from Napa, but I don't know how to open a wine bottle. We drink wine all the time, but I don't know how. We even have that fancy thing that opens wine bottles. I don't know.
It's a pressurized bottle opener.
Anyway, long story short, I got home and I found the bottle on the counter. And it was a twist top and I was happy.
Yes.
You are so set now.
I am so set. I've got my rosé and it's chilling over
beautiful.
Here.
Beautiful.
I guess I should pour it in a glass.
Of course, yes.
While you guys are talking.
Oh, Jonah.
Well, the first one that we're going to start with over here, we're actually going to do two wines. For this musical, because I got a little fancy. So, Mama
like,
Robertson, hold up, because we're not to the rosé yet, but start sipping. Start sipping on it. But the first
Mom,
one.
Do you have the other one? Do you have the other one?
I have the Grenache, but I didn't open it because I didn't know how.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
So I'm going to just watch you guys.
Okay. That sounds good. That sounds good. So we're going to start with the red wine before we get to the rosé. And so this is our, you got to have a Grenache.
I hate it. This is my last episode of Tannins and Tunes because I'm done.
Come on. I never do puns.
That's so good. That's so good.
I never
good.
Do it. So, but I felt like we had to for this episode.
That's perfect.
So this is, I believe it's about 80% Grenache. And then the other 20% is Clairiat, Viognier, and Chazelas.
You're getting so much better with your pronunciation.
I know. It's getting there. It's because my mom actually does know how to speak French.
Oh.
And so these are three white wine grapes.
What?
I know that they...
White wine.
Moms, I don't know if you're listening or if you're in on this podcast right now, but these are not... This is not
a... This is a red wine. This is a red wine.
It's so weird to be like, when I'm saying moms, the moms are right here.
They're here.
I did teach my daughter colors at an early age.
It paid off, Mom. So most of this Grenache comes from this granite soil. This is a Côte d'Aron, and so it's from southern France, and it comes from this granite soil. And the whites and the red grapes are co-harvested and co-fermented, usually as whole clusters. This is done as a natural wine, which we've talked about on the show, being that it doesn't have any pesticides, and it's usually grown organically and cultivated organically. It's aged for around a year in a concrete tank, which we all know I love a concrete tank.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And then a very, very small dose of sulfur just to keep it from spoiling. But it's a very, very fresh, light Côte d'Aron. This is actually called, I didn't even say the name of the wine, and Mom, you're going to love it. This is the 2016 Chat Fou. Which means crazy
cute.
Cat.
Oh.
And my mom is a cat lady.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
And this is, it's a wine from Eric Texier. T-E-X-I-E-R. For any people who are out there who are interested. And this winemaker is awesome. He earned himself this nickname because he came onto the wine scene with no formal training at all, and is now one of the like most praised and admired natural wine producers in the south of France.
So very much like Gypsy Rose Lee.
Like a Gypsy Rose
who
Lee.
Who had no talent.
Well, so his grandmother...
He had
some talent. And his grandmother...
I didn't say he didn't have talent. I said she didn't have talent.
His grandmother gave him money and gave him the opportunity to go into winemaking and like find his passion in winemaking.
Wow.
So that's really cool. And he decided from day one that he was going to farm organically and biodynamically and practice natural winemaking techniques. So let's go ahead and smell this.
I can definitely smell like the stone.
Yeah, the granite. Yeah, definitely. And it's super bright. For being a Grenache, it's very bright.
It is.
It can sometimes, Grenache has like a reputation for being flabby sometimes. It can be kind of heavy.
Flabby?
Flabby, like when you haven't gone to the gym.
Oh, no. Like a real, it's a real dad bod of a
exactly of dad a, bod of a wine.
Of a wine. We're talking for a mom day episode. We're talking a lot about dad.
Well, sometimes I don't think you can have moms without some stories about dads.
Maybe.
And that's kind of a sharp smell, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
very very bright and acidic. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and taste it. Ooh.
Speaking of like, yeah, like bright Bold. And acidic. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that this would be, the Grenache would be a perfect pairing with Gypsy just because she is so like bright and bold and brash and forward. And that's the type of grape that Grenache is. It takes over. And while it needs to be blended with something else, it's still going to be on the forefront. And my mom and I were talking about this a little bit earlier, that I think that if you had just the story of Gypsy, I don't think that people would react to it as well as they do this musical, because I think it's the music that softens it
uh-huh.
and brings people into the story and makes it relatable.
Yeah, I was watching it again, all the songs, they're talking about really like dark, deep mm-hmm. things. They're talking about depression. They're in the depression era and everything, but all the songs are bright and happy. And, you know, like, what's the one where like, we'll do it together.
Yep. Wherever we go,
we're gonna do this podcast together. And you would...
singing.
There's so much singing. Well, guys, get ready for Gypsy starring both of our moms.
All right. Through thick and through thin, all out or all in, and whether it's wind,
place,
or shine, with you for me and me for you,
we'll muddle through whatever we do together,
wherever we go.
I am, you are baby June.
Of course.
And I am Gypsy Rosalie.
You're Gypsy Rosalie. We're going to have that little huddle they do.
Yep.
You know, around the campfire.
Exactly. No. I don't want to be Gypsy Rosalie. I want to be Agnes.
Oh, God. Call me
Amanda.
Call me Amanda now.
But, Jimmy, if you were Gypsy Rosalie, you could make all those costumes. I couldn't believe she made all those costumes.
Oh, she made all those costumes.
Yeah. Those are pretty cute.
She was really good at that, yeah. Yeah.
I was very impressed with that.
Yeah.
She got some, picked up some sewing skills on the road.
Oh, my.
So, Janet, tell us about the rosé that you're drinking.
Well, I haven't started it yet because...
Oh, please do. Please do. Please do.
Not to drink yet.
Please.
Start drinking. No. Let me smell it.
You have
it.
Wine, you drink it.
So where is this from?
From, I don't know. It's, let me see. I'll check it out here.
It must be from the Napa Valley at least, right?
It says, I don't know. Here, you guys
yeah,
look at it.
Let me see. Yeah, let me see. Oh, okay. So it's a 2016 rosé.
Borsao? I think there's an O at the end.
Okay, let me look it up.
Can you lift it up?
Colors on it. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Isn't it pretty? I know.
It's very pretty.
Yeah.
It's a pretty. It looks sort of peachy.
Yeah, you don't really drink a lot of rosés, do you, Mom?
No. Oh, this is a product of Spain.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Campo de Borja.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Grenache Syrah blend.
Perfect.
It says it's luminescent color, which avoids images of sun-drenched strawberries, mm-hmm. bright red fruit aromas, and delicate spice flavors fill the palate, making this the perfect wine for a light meal.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful reading.
Oh, so good.
Such a good line reading.
You've got some competition in the voiceover world.
It is very good. I'm really enjoying it. The other wine that I was going to drink today, I showed you that. Jimmy probably sent you a picture of mm-hmm. it. That was actually a wine that was given to us by, I work at a wedding facility, and last week the winery's daughter got married, and it was their wine.
Oh, that's
their
wonderful.
Grenache.
Yeah, that's sweet.
It's beautiful. They own a winery in Sonoma or Napa. Or
oh, great.
There.
I was just up there, and it was beautiful.
You were?
Yeah, I know. I was there for a very, very hot second doing vacations.
You didn't
go
see your other mom?
I know. Well, I'm going back.
If Dallas, I would go see my other mom. You're my other mom now.
Bring them all up.
Yep.
Oh, bring them all over.
I think so. Yeah. I'm there.
Tannins and Tunes in Napa.
On the road. We're getting a bus.
We're getting a bus together.
We're getting a bus together.
Oh, man. Also, listeners, I wanted to give you a quick little update. I did have surgery, and it went well.
Oh,
I didn't die.
Yeah, you're here
normal.
Right now.
And I look normal. My nose is still attached to my face.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy about that.
Can you smell?
I can't smell. Yeah. We're about a week away from when we recorded our Book of Mormon episode. So that was the night before I was going into surgery. And now I'm a week out from that. And, you know, still dealing with some residual healing, but it's going to be good, and I can already smell, so
wonderful.
Happy about that.
Are we on the clock for drinking though? Still
no, no. Well, that was actually the funny thing is my surgeon came up to me beforehand, and I had all these questions about, you know, when can I work out, when can I dance, when can I sing, and then his last thing, because he knows about the podcast, he goes, and you can drink about 3 days after surgery, so don't worry. I said, great, thank you. Because I know that was a very important question for you. Beautiful. Well, let's, since we're all sipping on some wine, we'll get to the rosé in a little bit. Let's talk about some of our favorite moments of the show.
Yeah, we've already started talking about Gypsy. We were talking about a very specific Gypsy. Yes.
Yes. Yes. So we had all of us. Well, I didn't, but I've seen it before.
Illusion. We all
watched the Bette Midler 1993 film version of Gypsy.
And it was very good. It was very long.
It is long. Well, it's a long show. It's a long show.
Wasn't it, since it was a TV movie, it was split up into nights or something?
Yeah.
Or like, I know.
Had commercial breaks.
Okay. There's two things that I thought of. One, did anybody notice that Elizabeth Moss was in the movie?
No.
Little baby Louise is played by Elizabeth Moss.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That is crazy.
I have to go back and watch it.
I know. Now I have to go back and look.
That's all I could think of. That's all I could see.
That's
I was
so
just
funny.
Like.
And you checked it?
I
IMDb'd it?
Of course I IMDb'd it.
Of course you did.
All right. I don't have things to do.
Okay.
I got a day off. Yeah. All it was just like, you're in The Handmaid's Tale.
Right. How far have you fallen?
Oh, God. Yeah, from
from a little happy
to winning an
little innocence.
Yeah, to winning an Emmy for.
Right. It's fallen so hard.
So hard, so fast.
But her mom would say she made it.
She did. She made it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, we all know that Hulu is the burlesque of the streaming nation, everybody. So.
Well, okay, so let's talk about that a little bit. I think what's interesting is if you don't know the history of vaudeville versus burlesque, this show can be a little confusing.
It can. It's very, it's, it, it dates itself very well.
It does. So the vaudeville circuit was something that in the early part of the 20th century and the late part of the 19th century was the movies, basically. It was the movies of that time. And so if you wanted to go out for entertainment, you would go see a vaudeville show. And it was basically what we think of as a variety hour. You would have singers, dancers. You would usually have some sort of brother-sister act. You would have magicians, just everything in between.
Anything you think of.
Could be in a vaudeville.
I do have a question on that. So did they have tours? Did the acts tour individually, or did a producer put together a show of many different acts that then toured?
That is usually what would happen, especially with the like second and third tier circuits. If you were on a first tier circuit, you would be brought in as an act.
Okay.
As a singular act. But when you're getting down to the second and third rate theaters,
you're a package deal.
Okay. Yes. And they talk about the Orpheum circuit. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is that a lot of us live in like places where you have the Lowe's theaters or the Orpheum theaters.
The Orpheum.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And those used to be actual theaters that most of them were turned into movie houses when movies came along. And some of them were kept as theaters and converted into these, you know, big halls that are produced.
There's one in San Francisco, right, Mom? There's an Orpheum in San Francisco.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yep, and that's part of the Orpheum circuit that they played.
That's pretty neat.
So that's really neat.
It's one of my favorite theaters.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous. But burlesque, on the other hand, was seen as closer. It was just raunchier. It was raunchy. You would get the same type of variety hour acts, but they were usually a little dirtier. They had a lot of comedians that did them, that played burlesque houses. And then you had strippers and ladies who would entertain with various clothing removed. But it wasn't prostitution. We think like burlesque is like really gross, and that's not what it was. It was just more risque than vaudeville. And so I think that that's where the line in this show kind of gets blurred a little bit.
Right.
Because they talk about this one burlesque house that's getting raided, which is why they bring in the act in the first place.
Uh-huh.
Why they bring in Louise's act. And so I think that sometimes the line gets drawn as like, oh, well, everyone who works in burlesque was a prostitute. And that's not correct.
Well,
I don't even know.
It's different, though.
Right.
So even showing a little bit was so
considered pretty risque.
Right.
I don't think they showed anything. I mean, they always covered it up. The thing I love about Gypsy Rose Lee is the fact that she did everything as a lady.
Mm-hmm.
She's classy.
Don't let them see the whole thing.
Am I wrong in thinking that she invented the term striptease?
I do not think she invented the term, no. But she is definitely the one who's probably best remembered for
it.
Okay. Yeah, that it should be a tease rather than just coming
here
out
it
there
is.
With nothing.
You know, when I was a kid, one of my favorite things to watch when I was in the morning before school
was Gypsy Rose Lee stripping?
Seriously. Gypsy, it was called Gypsy. It was a talk show in the morning in San Francisco.
Oh, my goodness.
And Gypsy Rose Lee was on it. She was the Oprah.
Right. Oh, right. Wow. Yeah, she did.
Awesome. I loved it.
And she took off clothing every half hour. Just like a little thing here and there.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is
school.
Right.
Yeah. And then you were ready. You were like,
you're ready for
bazing.
School.
I got to meet some boys.
Such a dweeb.
Love you, Mom.
I love you, too, honey.
I think that a lot of us as musical theater people think, oh, well, Gypsy Rose Lee wasn't famous until they made Gypsy the Musical. And that is not true at all.
Nope.
Well, they made it because she was famous.
Right.
Well, but
wasn't it started from her memoirs?
It did, yeah. It was because a chapter of her memoirs
got published.
Got published. And David Merrick saw it and took it to, I think, Arthur Lawrence, who ended up writing the book for it, and said, hey, we need to do something with this. And Arthur Lawrence was like, no, I'm not doing this. And then he saw the part about the mom, and that's what drew him in. Because honestly, that part is not a lot of the memoir. I think there's only like a certain section that's about the mom. But he took that and kind of ran with it and said, this is the story I want to tell.
Right. What he even like wrote something about like how unflinching or he tried his hardest to make this lead because the lead is Mama Rose.
Even though it's Gypsy Rose Lee's memoir.
Yeah. The lead is Mama. Sorry. To be as truthful to her as she can be, which is demanding horrible. And courageous and horrible and not likable.
Yeah, she's not
likable. At all.
Though you've had these women who want to find a humanity in her, like Patti LuPone and Bernadette Peters and even Bette Midler want to find human side to her. And they do. I feel like they
particularly
they are successful.
In that last scene when she's out on the stage.
Right.
By herself.
In Rose's turn.
And yeah, that's pretty touching.
What I like about Rose's turn is I think it's finally, it's not only her moment, but it's her coming to terms with herself and finally being honest with herself about why she's doing what she's doing. And she's like,
well, she's unapologetic. I mean, to the very end.
Right. Which, I mean, that's the way to make a villain and be a heroic protagonist.
Right.
I mean,
at the same time.
Same person. I also think that we have to talk about Stephen Sondheim, who wrote the music. So
who
did he? Did he actually write the music?
He wrote the
lyrics, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. New mom. Other
Joel
mom.
Joel Stein wrote the music.
Yeah.
But it was only because
we did our homework.
Right. It's only because Ethel Merman said, "I'm not doing it for anybody except Julie Stein."
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ethel Merman was like, "No." But they approached Sondheim. So Cole Porter and Irving Berlin turned it down. And then Jerome Robbins was the one who went to Stephen Sondheim because he had worked with him on West Side Story and was like, hey, will you write the music and the lyrics for the show? And so then when Ethel Merman was like, I only want Julie Stein to write it, he almost backed out and he almost didn't write the lyrics. But it was because of Oscar Hammerstein who said, hey, I really think you should do this. And Oscar Hammerstein was Stephen Sondheim's mentor. That he ended up doing it.
Well, personally, I think that might have helped the show. I like Sondheim, but that would be really hard.
Well,
Mama, we're married. Now we're in E flat, and now we're in C sharp, and now we're in 3-7.
I wanted to say something about the various women who played Gypsy. I was very curious to watch that. I looked it up, and of course, Ethel Merman was the original Broadway production. And then Angela Lansbury did it, the original London production.
Was
and then she did a Broadway revival.
Was this before or after Murder, She Wrote, Mom?
And then Tyne Daly, Linda Lavin, Bernadette Peters, Betty Buckley, Leslie Uggams and Imelda Staunton also were some of the few stage revivals.
It's true.
And three of those women got Tony Awards for Best Actress.
And our
and
latest.
She got the Golden Globe.
Bette Midler.
And the latest.
She did.
She's gonna come after you if you don't say her name. Patti LuPone.
Patti LuPone.
Oh, I forgot her. Well, Patti LuPone won a Tony.
Won a Tony for that.
Though it's interesting that this musical in the United States has not won. It did not win Best Musical, and it has not won Best Revival of a Musical.
It's a hard musical.
It is.
It's a weird. I think it's also because it's one. It jumps around in time, so it's hard to hold like the arc of it, and two. It's it's dealing with some hard stuff that we don't like to think of. We want our musicals to be bright and cheery mm-hmm. and lovely, and this...
It doesn't end that way.
It's a movie, it's a musical about failure.
Yeah.
Well, and when I was reading some stuff about the plays, the different revivals of it, it was interesting that they changed the endings.
They do, yeah.
And some of the endings have more closure than other endings do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that was really interesting because, and mm-hmm. I was watching for that, particularly in the movie, to see right. how they did it, and they took the happier turn.
Right, yes.
They did.
So some of the musicals have not, and yeah. they have Rose leaving by herself, or Rose closing a door, or just lights going out, or something like that. I clarified what I was thinking of in terms of Rose's turn. So technically, all of the music was written by Julie Stein, but I recall this story somewhere in the back of my brain, somewhere from MFA land. So one of the MFAs can
nerd,
come after me.
Nerd.
Finally, thanks. Nerd. I'm not wearing Iron Man socks and Captain America socks. I'm not waiting for Avengers Infinity War to come out.
No, I'm the nerd. I remember somewhere in there that they didn't know exactly what they wanted to do with Rose's turn, and that it was Sondheim who really took ownership of that song, which is why it's so Sondheim-esque.
Mm-hmm.
And has three different turning points in it, and has three different melody and tempo shifts and key changes, and why it's so long. So really, I think that we can look at the rest of the musical and then look at Rose's turn in a completely different section unto
which
itself.
You will get next week on Hannah's and Tunes, Rose's Turn.
Don't tempt me. I will do it.
Oh my goodness, if we just start doing like songs.
I will. That's my dream. I will just analyze a song to death.
One quick look as each of them leaves you. All your life, what does it get you? Thanks a lot, and out with the garbage. They take vows, and you're batting zero. I had a dream. I dreamed it for you, June. It wasn't for me, Herbie. And if it wasn't for me, then where would you be, Miss Gypsy Rosalie? Well, someone tell me, when is it my turn? Don't I get a dream for myself? Starting now, it's gotta be my turn. Gangway world, get off of my runway. Starting now, I bet 1,000. This time, boys, I'm taking the thousand. Everything's coming up, Rose. Everything's coming up, Rose.
When we do it, we will be there.
I'm going to go grab our rosé real quick. So
okay.
Keep talking about the show.
Great.
So overall, what did you think of it just overall when you were watching it? What was your takeaway? I mean, I had a two-word takeaway from it.
Give us it.
And what was that?
It's depressing. I found it extraordinarily depressing. I loved the show. I mean, I enjoyed it, and I even liked Bette Midler in it, and she did a fantastic job. But for me, having two daughters, both of them involved in theater, one that we encouraged from the age of 4 and one that we did not encourage until much later in her life, it just hit a little too close to home.
Uh-huh. I get it. I mean, I bet, Mom, you feel the same way. You have two daughters. You have me and Tiffany. All in.
You know, Gypsy is one of my most favorite musicals ever. I love Gypsy. I remember as a child, every year, Rosalind Russell's movie would come out, and we'd get to sit in front of our big black and white TV and watch it. And I love the music. I love the story. But you're right. At the very end, you always leave it. You don't leave it hopping away. it's kind of, I watched it late last night, and when I went to bed, I couldn't sleep for a while.
Yeah, I understand.
It was hard
that.
To sleep.
I mean, and to me, it's the music and the songs that save it from just being a tearjerker. I mean, uh-huh. because the music, you can go away singing, and you can sing it in the car and things like that, and it's just great music. But then when you're left with that story, it's just, it's heartbreaking. I mean, no one has won.
No one has won. I mean, I don't think in the version that we watched, they actually like make a big deal out of, but there's the Louise is pining for Tulsa mm-hmm. the entire time.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And then Tulsa and baby June,
of course,
leave together. So not only did she just have this big moment with him in All I Need Is the Girl, in which she's fantasizing and maybe she's getting swept up and maybe she's thinking that that's what's going to happen. And in any other musical, that is what's going to happen. These two people will meet and then they fall in love. But then this is a musical that is all about sort of reality. And then she's not only the man that she loves leaves, but the man that she loves leaves with her sister.
The sister that always got the attention.
Got my tweed crest, got my best, all I need now is the girl. Got my stripe tie, got my hopes. I got the time and the place, and I got rhythm. Now all I need's a girl to go with them. If she'll just appear, we'll take this big town for a whirl. And if she'll say, my darling, I'm yours, I'll throw away my striped tie and my bad press tweed. All I really need is the girl.
Okay. Now it's definitely a hard musical once you get below the surface.
Why did you make us watch this?
Because it's about moms.
Well, it just reminds
it has a mom in it.
Okay.
Oh, no, but it reminds us, though.
We already did
Mamma
Mia.
No, it reminds us as moms what kind of an impact moms have on their children.
It's true.
That's true.
And especially moms in theater.
And especially what I loved about this production, the Bette Midler one, was you really got to see the impact that Bette Midler or Mama Rose's mom had on her.
Yes.
I never saw that before, but now I was like, the fact that her mom left her.
I think that was one of Bernadette's big things too when she did it, was that she was like, this is a person that was damaged by having her mother leave and never fully recovered or healed from that. And the impact that that can have on a kid, and then, but also what the opposite effect can have. There's a healthy balance there, people.
There's a healthy balance.
This is really depressing.
Okay.
I gotta drink another glass of wine.
Okay.
Well, we just poured ourselves the rosé. Okay. So, Mom, since you know French better than I do, I'm gonna have you pronounce it for me.
Mom's gonna pronounce some French now. She's gonna pronounce some French.
Ma de Gourgonier.
See, she's so much better than I am.
Ooh.
From Les Baux de France.
Guys, welcome to Tannen's Tunes with Jimmy and Jessica's mom. Oh, finally, I don't get replaced. Somebody else is replacing you.
Thanks.
I like to drink wine just as much, so there you go.
Well, I will
done.
Literally...
Produit de France.
Yes, ooh. Product of France.
There you go.
Thanks, Mom.
Okay, is it all in French in there?
And so next time, I'm just going to get Mom to, like, read the labels for me, I'll edit it in.
Mom.
So that I sound really fancy.
Mom, will you read your label?
Definitely in kindergarten talk.
Yeah, no. Will you read your label like a fancy French person, even though it's a Spanish one?
I don't know. How do you speak French? It is only fitting that Bodegas Bosso, home to the best Garnacha vineyards. It
beautiful.
It's me, Vanessa. Hello.
Audience, I wish that you could see the facial expressions, because that's what's selling it right now. I love it. Just, I love
just
it.
Just killing it.
Just killing it. Okay, so... Yes. So
you jumped the gun.
You jumped
Mom.
The gun, and you drank it, and you didn't follow the rules.
You didn't tell me the rules.
You have you not been listening to the podcast?
I have. I'm sorry.
We sniff, and then we drink.
51% Grenache.
Go to the corner. Think about what you've done, Mom.
Can I take my class?
51% sure. Grenache, 32% Cabernet Sauvignon, 11% Cinsault, and 6% Mourvèdre, and these are in the shadow of this mountain that grows there.
The mountain grows.
Ooh.
You know what I mean. It grows in the shadow of the mountain. Thanks, Mom. Oh, my gosh. This is horrible.
This was your idea.
The worst idea.
This was your idea.
The worst idea. It's grown in limestone. Limestone is in the soil. Hand-harvested grapes. Again, indigenous yeasts. Fermented and aged in stainless steel. This vineyard has been certified organic since 1975.
Wow.
And it's done in Provence, which again is in the Rhone in southern France. So let's smell it.
Ooh.
Oh, again,
so
very
if I
white.
Say it's fruity, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. What fruits? What fruits do
peach.
We get in it? Peach, yeah, definitely peach.
It's a... Mom, you can play with us
stone
too.
Fruits.
What you got a rosé? What
stone
what
fruits,
do you have?
Yeah,
I'm just so impressed, Jimmy. I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, wow. When you started that podcast, you're like, I don't know what's in it, but now you're getting kind of good.
He's
at
good
it.
At it now.
Very good at it.
Very good. I'm over here with my notes. I'm getting cherry, but I definitely get the stone fruit thing.
I definitely
and some grapefruit.
I'm smelling the cherry. Yeah, it's very like nectarine-y.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's
juicy.
Juicy, yes.
Ooh,
yeah,
juicy.
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
Oh, just very like a burlesque show.
Like a burlesque. Okay.
Oh.
Now,
but it's a tease.
Ooh.
There you go. Let's taste now, Mom.
Yeah, Mom. She's tasting as well. She's just drinking before. These are the
yeah.
our these guests are unruly. Everyone else has been so
Everyone
nice.
Everyone else knows the rules. They wait
they're just,
patiently.
They're just like, I've given birth to you. I was in labor for 11
I do
hours.
Not have to do what you tell
yeah.
me.
Yeah. I can drink
we
wine
drove
when
you to those dance
yeah.
lessons, you know?
I drink wine when I drink wine.
We deserve this.
You don't tell me what to do. I tell you what to do.
I'm getting a lot more raspberry when I taste it. Raspberry or
yeah.
just like berry flavors.
Yeah.
Than the stone fruit that was on the nose. And it's a lot less acidic than I thought it would be.
Very smooth.
Very
summer.
Ooh.
It's a summer. Yeah.
I like that.
But I like that it's, so as opposed to some of the cooler climate, like Austria and Germany rosés that we've had, this one is a lot more smooth, I think, because it just comes from a little bit of a warmer climate.
Where is this from again? This is
Southern
from France. Okay.
From Provence.
Mom, what do you taste? What are you tasting?
Well, I'm tasting a different wine than
yeah,
you're tasting.
Yeah, well, so tell us about
it. Let's pretend that we're all...
Well, it was interesting. When I was smelling, it did smell... I could smell a lot of grapefruit. And when I was tasting, same thing. It tasted different.
Yeah.
It was more of the... different things.
Well,
you and I are going to be great together.
You're putting me on the spot. You know what? You guys are right. It's going to be our podcast before you know it, huh?
Welcome to Tana's Tune.
Mom's version.
With the mom.
I wanted to tell you a little bit about the estate that this was grown on. So it's 165 acres, and they do a 2-to-1 ratio of grapes to olives. So they also grow olives on the property. And, right? And the soil is fertilized with compost. It's like a very, very green vineyard within France, which is not so popular in Provence. They just want to get out a product rather than necessarily thinking about how it should be fertilized and grown. So this is really different. Really cool.
that's really interesting to me because in the Napa Valley, where we live near, there's often olives near the vineyards.
It's
and often
popular.
You go to a winery and they'll have olive oil as well.
Same thing in Texas. Mm-hmm. They have some wineries in Texas.
In fact, we were just down in that area and I got some fantastic olive oil.
Yeah.
And some good wine.
There you go.
Oh, go to, if you are in the Sonoma Valley, you go to Jacuzzi Winery, you get some champagne olive oil.
That sounds delicious.
And it is the best. Oh, it's.
You know I love champagne and olive oil. Oh.
Wait,
well,
no, it's not champagne. It's champagne
vinaigrette.
Vinaigrette. But it's still delicious.
We're going to do our podcast there.
Oh, yeah. We're going on the rope. We're getting a bus.
We're going. We're all getting a bus together.
Are we ready?
Is this you're going to drive?
Mama's a driver.
What is it? Do you have a class, a C, class B, class A?
No, but
class...
I could get one.
All right.
Very easily. Very easily. She can drive for like hours and hours.
Mm-hmm. You got one, Mom? What do you got? You got?
I want a giant bus limo.
You got
one of those.
Like
a party bus.
Dylan had for his.
Our grandson just had his junior prom and he was in this big bus limo with a stripper pole in the middle, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. We can have Burlesque right there.
Burlesque.
And we'll be in the back doing the podcast.
We'll be in the back. I saw this photo and he's standing up in this bus. I was like, what happened to limos?
You know, they've changed since our day, Jimmy.
They've changed since our day.
I wasn't allowed to go in a limo, according to my mother.
Uh-oh.
No, not allowed.
We'll give that for a second time, but right now... Now that we've got some wine in us, we're gonna play games right now.
Here we go.
That was good.
That was good.
Really good.
Okay. So
this
we
is
are
the scary
playing.
Part.
I know.
Everyone's
hands are sweating.
So nervous.
I know.
Okay, here's the deal.
I'm so scared about this.
So I have made this a game where everyone can win. So there are three possible points per question. So this is Mother's Day Musical Theater.
Mother's Day Musical Theater.
Yes. So I will give you a lyric. Your options are to tell me the name of the mother, the name of the child, or the name of the musical.
Okay.
You can't. So here, the first thing I'm going to do is just say the words, and if nobody gets it, I will sing the words. If nobody gets that, I will give you the name of the musical.
Is this characters or actors? I'm sorry.
This is characters. Characters, not actors, because I don't think I could even do that.
Oh, this is so stressful.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. I'm going to start you out on an easy one. Are you ready? It's going to be great.
Mom, you can do this. You're enough. You're a beacon of light.
Yes.
Okay?
You are too, Mom.
Mom? That's all right. Mom, grab a star and put it on.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Your son is very supportive.
I am supportive.
My daughter.
And made really hard questions for us. I'm supportive in the same way that my mother spurred me on.
Oh, jeez, I'm so sorry.
It's here we go.
California versus Texas.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Okay.
Dream.
Yep, please, Mom's first. Mom's.
She's like,
Mom's
humming.
Always
yeah,
Mom's always get the first.
Okay, Mom.
Okay, that's from Les Misérables.
Yes, who was the character that sang it?
The inspector?
Nope.
Mom, do you know?
Oh, shoot. Oh, how could I do that?
Character.
Mama, I dreamed. It's from Les Mis. I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
It was that guy or girl. Okay. I don't remember.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
Sorry. Okay. I got it.
You got it?
The person who sang it was Fontaine.
Yep.
Oh,
and
Fontaine!
Who is she the mother of?
And who is she the mother of?
Cosette.
Yeah, Mom. That? Yeah, you might know that one.
Yeah, Mom, you might know Cosette, right? Remember when I did Cosette?
And when I played it many times?
As I've seen, I probably won't remember any of it.
No,
anyway, go
the
on.
Only thing was that your dad built the The barricade. And that was all we were supposed to pay attention to with how well the barricade was built.
Can we talk about dads for another second? Because your dad built the barricade. I was in a production of Big River as a child in which my dad was the literal raft. And he was underneath the raft just pushing it to make it move.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I love it.
Guys, your parents support you even if you don't think that they do. They
but
love you.
He supported you literally.
He literally supported me.
I love it.
Well, wasn't there like a goat or something on the raft? What was on the raft?
I don't know. I was 10, Mom.
All I know is your poor father, the goat.
And it's like mid-40s.
On the stage, and your father had to still go through that with the...
Oh, he had to go like through the goat shit. Yeah, right. We can swear on this episode, right?
So, yeah, right, because our moms are here.
No, it's Mother's Day.
No, we can't.
Okay, ready? Next question. Hello, young lovers, whoever you are. I hope your troubles are few. Okay, Mom.
The King and I.
Okay, now, Janet.
Mom, do you know who sang it?
Don't put me on the spot. If I know, I'll let you know.
Mom, do you know who sings it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who sings it?
Anna.
Who was she the mother of?
That little kid that sang that stupid whistle song drove me crazy.
Fucking love your mother.
It was a little boy. Didn't she have a son?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
He has a name. He has a name.
How did you not know this, Mom?
William?
No.
Lewis.
Lewis!
Because I understudied the role, Mother.
Jimmy, when do you know how many times I sat there and crocheted and watched you do it? I made like a blanket. It's so long it could reach from here to New York, you know?
Yep, that one.
Touche, Mom. Touche.
Very good. Okay.
Lewis.
Do I love you? With our daughters getting married and the trouble in this town, you're upset, you want out. Go inside, go lie down. Maybe it's indigestion.
Can you actually, like, sing it?
Do I love you? With our daughters getting married and the trouble in this town, you're upset, you want out. Go inside, go lie down. Maybe it's indigestion.
I got it.
Okay.
Does anybody else got it?
Anybody else?
It's not Into the Woods.
No?
No.
No?
I'm good.
Bump, 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 bump. Nope, why am I trying to do Prince Ali right now? Bump, 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 bump,
that's not
bump,
right. Bump, 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 bump. Okay, Jimmy, I think you're the only one.
Yeah, it is, I don't remember. Okay, I know that it is Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes.
So yeah.
What's the character's name?
It's not Tevye.
Nope.
It's what's her bucket?
Yep.
Golda.
Yes, Golda.
Golda. There you go.
Yes.
Wow.
We did it.
Can anyone name a daughter? I'll even take one.
Yeah.
No.
<That's>
Close. Close. Anyone?
Yentl.
Name?
Tevye E.
Nope.
Lady Tevye.
Nope.
Hava.
Yeah.
You did it.
Good job.
Very good.
That's one of the daughters. So Zeidel, Hodel, Hava, Spritza, or Bielka.
Weren't you? You did something in a scene.
I did Fiddler on the Roof in college, where I played none of them because there were no redheaded Jews in Russia.
Maybe it was Laura that
what
did
I was
something.
Told.
Did you play a Russian?
I mean, I did play a Jew in Russia, but I had to keep my head covered.
Oh,
like,
no. What I wanted you to play was a Russian soldier.
Oh, no, like, I didn't, but my friend Casey did. And my friend Emily, they played Russian soldiers.
Are those really? Both women?
Yes, they are both women.
Yeah.
Yes, and they both play Russian soldiers.
Don't look at
I
me
want
weird.
You to know.
Casey is a gender-neutral
name.
It
is a gender-neutral name. I will give
Jimmy
it
was in Fiddler on the Roof. He played the roof.
No, that is a flat-out lie. Okay? I played the on, Mom. I played the on. Get it right.
That's when she was making another Afghan.
Okay, are we ready? I was cheated by you, and I think you know when. So I made up my mind, and it must come to an end. Look at me now. Will I ever learn? I don't know how, but I suddenly lose control. There's a fire within my soul.
Can you please, can you use it in a sentence, i.e. can you say it?
I was cheated by you, and I think you know when. So I made up my mind, it must come to an end.
Mom, do you got it?
I have nothing.
Look at me
Mom,
now.
Mom, you got it.
Will I ever learn? I don't know.
It's the one with that big fat girl.
What?
It's not. It's, oh,
mother. That's not what you say in public. Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
Jimmy, there is one about a girl who's rather a little bit heavy.
Hairspray. Okay, yeah.
Okay, that's not this
I'm sorry,
one.
James.
No, not this one.
But I know
no,
what it
but
is.
But you know
that
what it
one
is.
That Pierce Brosnan was
yeah,
in
yep, okay.
That's it. That's it. Pierce Your, Brosnan was in it.
Mom, as a child of the 70s, you should know this. Right? Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Here we go again. My, my. How could I resist you?
Do, do, do.
Say the
do,
song.
Do.
Say the musical.
I feel like I'm taking a final exam and everything I studied went out of my brain.
Yes! Yes!
Wait, what was it?
Mamma Mia.
Oh.
That's a perfect
She got story. It, and she's a child of the 80s. So.
No.
Close. No.
No.
That's
no.
what you call a compliment.
So who was the person who sang it?
Oh, I have no... I've never seen it, actually.
You have?
I have never seen it.
Oh,
Meryl Streep.
Tickets. Okay, well, who did Meryl Streep play?
I don't
Meryl
know.
Meryl Streep was in Mamma Mia.
She was in the movie.
She's not
in
only
the
in the movie.
You
she's now going to be in
Chris
the
Pierce
sequel...
Brosnan.
That they've decided to make of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, no one asked for that.
Lily James is going to be Meryl Streep.
I totally got to be off this so I can look it up.
It's Donna, and the daughter's name is Sophie.
Oh, yeah, Sophie.
Yeah, Sophie.
You don't know, Mom. Don't pretend.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Which mom said this line? You can't stop my happiness because I like the way I am. And you just can't stop my knife and fork when I see a Christmas ham. So if you don't like the way I look, well, I just don't give a damn.
Yeah, Jimmy.
My mom is against me right now, and I love it. Please use it in a sentence.
You can't stop my happiness because
oh,
I like
okay.
the
All
way
right.
I
That's
am.
Yeah. Mom?
That's Hairspray.
Yeah.
There we go.
Who's mm-hmm. the character?
John Travolta.
Yes. Yep.
Yep. Or Harvey Fierstein. We would have accepted Harvey Fierstein.
Also named Edna. Would have accepted that also. And then who is he, she, the mother of? Yep.
The overweight girl.
Yep.
Mom!
Not Peggy.
Tracy Turnblad.
Not Peggy. Not Peggy.
Tracy Turnblad.
Tracy Turnblad. Okay.
Is it Blad or Blad?
Blad.
Blad.
I believe.
Oh, I thought it was Blatt. It's Blatt.
Man, no.
I did too. I thought it was B-L-A-T-T.
I thought it was double T.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
Double
maybe
T.
I'm wrong.
Double T.
Yeah,
okay.
Double T. See, look at us.
Trust
we are
mom.
Good.
No. Now I have to look it up. Now I have
Just
to
looking it up.
We're right.
Look it up. Hold on. If
you know,
right.
You could have.
Totally off the subject here, but when Jessica is reading those things, all I can think of is reading Dr. Seuss books.
Uh-huh. It sounds like she's reading Dr. Seuss books,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I does.
I'm sorry to say it's Blad.
Is it really?
B-L-A-D.
Oops.
Oh, it's no longer.
It was wrong in some
Mom,
playbill we
there
were reading.
There is a reason that I went and got my MFA, and it was because of that moment right there. And I'm so happy.
I'm glad.
That's right. I'm kind of
fulfilled. That was my goal in life.
That's why I have student loan debt. It's because of that moment.
Mom's still waiting that for me, aren't you, Mom? Feeling fulfilled.
Are you ready?
All right.
We have one, two, okay, four more.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Okay.
No matter what you say, children won't listen. No matter what you know, children refuse to learn.
Wicked.
No. Into the Woods?
Into the Woods.
Into the Woods.
Yeah, you maybe you should just always just like put it in a sentence.
Okay. I'll do from that from now on. Who was the character? Janet, I'll give you first dibs.
Oh, I Children obviously don't listen. Know because I thought it was...
It's Into the Woods, Mom. You got it.
Into the Woods.
Well, that's what...
People, da-da-da-da.
Okay.
I'm the baker. Just, it's not the baker.
I'm singing on the podcast for nothing then, Mom.
Jim, I got to tell you, Into the Woods was so long. You guys, our thing is, we had to sit through every show that you watched, and I would leave. Let me finish. I would leave in the middle of intermission and go home.
And I, you know what? And I do not discount you for that, because let me tell you why. We did a children's production of Into the Woods, and it's a children's theater. So if you pay, you're in it, right?
Oh, no.
You're right?
No.
Into the Woods has 13 actors at most, right? There was 170 of us.
Oh, my God.
So not only did they double cast it, not only did they add things like trees. You're trees now. Not only did they add other princes, they did a thing where they split the wolf from the prince. So it made no sense anymore why the wolf was a prince. Guess who was the wolf? Ding, ding, ding. Me. So I came.
So you were real in the beginning.
So I came into the beginning. I did my thing. I died. And then I sat there with my nose mask and the glue just dripping through me.
Until Bows.
For 2.5 hours until Bows.
Oh, man.
I did not.
That's rough.
Here's an epilogue to that. I really wanted to play Jack. I was young and I was ripe for it. I really wanted to play Jack, and I guess I thought the director was just like, oh no, I think you should probably play the dancer part or whatever. I came up to him and I was like, thank you so much. Hopefully I really wanted to play Jack but I'm happy for this part. And he was like, oh, you should have told me. I kind of just based my casting decisions on what people wanted.
Oh, no. Awful.
Jack's mother.
What? Mom, don't do what you're going to do.
It was Jack's mother.
Oh.
Who sang that?
Who sang what?
That.
Oh, right.
Nope.
Isn't it the witch?
It's the witch. It's the witch. And who is she the mother of?
Well, Rapunzel, kind of.
Yeah, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah,
look
Rapunzel.
Look at you, Mom, no one into the woods.
I know, you are awesome.
Okay, but also
no,
good
no,
for you.
I had to sit through how many of them?
Yeah, I did it a lot. I played Little Red multiple times.
Yeah.
I didn't go to all her performances. I would go to two, and that was it.
Yeah.
Solid
opening night, closing night.
Yes. Yep. Parents, you can, honestly, opening night, closing night is a
treat.
Totally
fine.
You get to come to one.
Yep, one is fine.
One is fine. It doesn't even have to be, opening would be fine, but, like, it doesn't have to be there.
Well, okay. Thanks for telling me now, Jim. I'd go home, and then he'd come home, and I'd go, you were so good in your Bows.
Oh, that's great.
But I never saw him.
I love it. That sounds familiar.
Do you wonder why? Hey, Mom, do you wonder why I'm on a podcast about drinking wine? Huh?
You wonder why I'm sitting here drinking it too?
Okay, I have three more, but I think the last two I'm going to do just for Jimmy, just because they're really nerdy. Okay, so this is the last one for everyone. Ready? Valley High may call you any night, any day. I don't know this. In your heart, you'll hear the call you. Come away.
Mom
we
should,
both know.
Thanks, Mom.
We both know.
Mom should know this.
Okay, let's say it together.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
South Pacific.
Good. Who sings it?
No clue.
The lady.
Yeah, the lady.
For whom?
It's also the name of a drink. A brunch cocktail.
mimosa.
Oh.
another brunch cocktail.
Bum, bum, bum. Bloody Mary. No, sorry.
That was
I know, I know, I know, but moment. I knew that. I know. Bum, bum, bum. Mimosa is the girl I love. Bum, bum, bum. Mimosa is the girl I love. Bum, bum, bum.
That sounds good to me. Yeah. I like mimosas better than Bloody Marys.
I love Bloody Mary.
Does anyone know who she was the mom of? Jimmy, you should know because you were in this.
I was.
I saw you in it.
But I literally, I'm thinking of Once on This Island, and I was like, Timoon? It's not Timoon.
No, it's not Timoon.
It
starts with an L.
Oh, I just know the
Leilani. No,
it's I know. Oh, it's Saina. It's the Saina was the woman who played.
Saina,
who played it?
She was so sweet.
I don't remember.
It's
yeah,
Lewis.
And Lewis, same guys. I don't know if you know, but Oscars and Hammerstein musicals are a connected universe. It's a universe just like the Marvel universe. Lewis, after he was in Thailand, went to South Pacific, and then became a call girl, Asian call girl, fell in love with this
with this
Pat. Yeah.
What happens when you grow up in that environment? Right.
It's just what happens when you grow up in that environment.
Liat. Okay.
Are you
ready?
Can I?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I had a.
You had a thing.
I had a thing. I had a funny.
It's okay. You'll come up with it. It'll come back.
It was about South Pacific. It was about how I think it was about how my parents came to see it or something.
Oh.
We did.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Yeah. Oh, I crossed over with him in Pennsylvania, so no one wants to come to Pennsylvania and see South Pacific.
Oh, were you down at Broadway Palms or something?
Yeah, he was at Broadway Palm.
All right.
Okay, Jimmy, are you ready?
Okay. I want you to challenge me.
Yeah, I'm going to challenge you.
Okay, so I want you to not give me the dip in a sentence.
I was your wife. It never occurred to want more. You are my sky, my moon, and my stars, and my ocean. We can never go back to before.
We can never go back to before. It's Ragtime, right?
Yep.
It's Ragtime.
Who's the character?
I don't know because I don't know Ragtime.
It can be really easy. It's really easy.
It's Mrs., right?
No.
Mom.
Mother.
Okay.
And
two daughter or son.
Close. Little girl, little boy, and Sarah's child.
Go.
Okay, last one.
I was just literally just like, to Colleen Gallagher.
Right? I know, right? I love Colleen.
You know Colleen?
Yes, we did Brigantine together.
Oh, right, you did. Oh, yeah, I'm an idiot. Yeah.
Ready?
Okay.
We
got to get her on the podcast.
We do.
Yeah.
Love's a fake, love's a fable. Just a painting on a ceiling, just a children's fairy tale. Still, you have to look. And look and look and look and look and look and look.
Floyd Collins.
Close.
Is it?
Close.
Is it? Wait. Uh-huh. Oh no.
Same composer.
It is the same composer. Uh-huh. Can you sing it? Can you use it in a sentence?
Love's a fake. Love's a fable. Just a painting.
Okay. Lighten the piazza.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. It's so funny because that was a joke answer. What's her bucket?
Uh-huh.
To what's
Mother
her bucket?
Uh-huh, yeah, that one.
And I'm trying to find. I can't even think of her name. She did a dance when she finally won a Tony Award.
Yeah.
You know what I'm gonna say? Everybody gets it.
It was the character is Margaret Johnson, mother to Clara. You were thinking of the actress
Kelly O'Hara,
Victoria Clark to Kelly O'Hara.
Yeah, I got there.
Yay! Good job.
Yay! Good job.
Yeah, I have a BA in musical theater.
Grab a star and put it on.
Jimmy, this has been such
this
a
is
fun
so, did
episode.
We talk about Gypsy at all?
We did. It was somewhere in there. We talked about it because then we all got depressed, and so we had to play a game.
Yeah, we had to do something.
We had to play a game.
Boy, it was sad.
This is so much fun.
I'm not sure that we want to plug our moms on social media.
I
feel weird about that.
I have to.
Okay, great. Do it.
Because I don't know if you guys have started. My mom and I have a podcast together.
Woo woo.
My mom, what is your relationship with Archie Comics?
I love Archie Comics ever since I was a child.
My mom loves Archie Comics. So I thought it would be a fun thing to watch Riverdale with my mom and discuss it. So if you like my voice and her voice, you can listen to us discussing Riverdale every Saturday on Not Your Mother's Archie on iTunes.
I think that's wonderful.
I love it.
I think it's really great.
Oh, thank you.
It's such a bonding experience.
Yeah, no, it is. It's neat.
I love my little boy.
It's neat to have something in common like that.
Yep, I'm your 30-year-old literal boy.
You'll always be her baby.
So if you want, you can also, because on the podcast, she is pushing for followers. Follow my mom on Twitter at @gma_Robertson.
I love it.
I want friends.
Mom is definitely, you're definitely a follow back person, right? If somebody follows you, you'll follow back.
Oh, for sure, unless you're kind of, there's one person, who tries to follow me that's kind of sexy, and I don't follow that person.
Understandable.
Like a bot or something?
Probably.
Okay.
And Jimmy, where can people follow you?
Oh, we're not going to your mom?
We'll get there.
Okay. You can follow me on Twitter at @Jimmy_Robertson, and really you can follow me on Instagram at @JimmyRobertson.
Beautiful.
That'll be the best place.
So my mom is not a social media person. She does not have any social media whatsoever. So if you want to get a... Jimmy is choking because he cannot under... He doesn't understand that life. Here, have some wine. So if you want to get a message to her, feel free to message me. And you can do that on Twitter at @JMHumphrey1 or on Instagram at @JMHumphrey1. Or on Facebook, you can find me. Or you can always send us an email at tannisandtunes@gmail.com. Or find us on Facebook and Instagram at @tannisandtunes.
I have one request.
Yes.
So you talk about that you'll pick wines for people if they follow you, but that's difficult for me.
That is
and
true.
So I want a wine.
You want a wine? Oh, my gosh.
You don't, you know.
What's your username?
I don't know. Well, pick up a good username for me.
Yeah, you have to come up with a username.
Cool Mom.
Cool 18. Mom. 18. Okay, well, if it was Cool Mom 18, that's one thing. If it's my mom, that's probably like, I don't know. Like,
what do you like? What is the thing that you like? What's one?
I like traveling. I like to go to unusual places like hiking in the Himalayas and hiking to Machu Picchu.
Okay. Machu Picchu cat. Mom.
That actually sounds right.
I love that.
Machu Picchu cat. Cat mom.
I love that.
Cat mom.
You know, mine was Talk Mommy. And she paired a wine for me.
Yep.
Remember?
It was great. Yeah. Uh-huh. I think I would do, I'm trying to think. Cause I also know you, so that's not helpful. I mean, honestly, one of the reasons that I picked the wine that I picked today was the Chef Fou.
Was for your mom.
Which is like actually perfect. Cause when I saw it, I was like, I have to get this for mom because it's Crazy Cat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's perfect for my mom. And because she has always had crazy cats our entire lives and has one at this moment. And she's entertaining Abel the cat now.
Is it you?
I mean,
are you the crazy cat?
I was the original crazy cat. Well, I wasn't the original crazy cat.
No, I'm sorry. The cats come first.
Yeah, the cats are definitely take priority.
I like that. Mom, why don't the cats come? Never mind. We have there's a dog named Chewy. It's not even their dog. It's my sister's dog. But when he comes into town, it's all
Chewy.
Bets are off.
Oh, you know what? You know what, Mom? There's another wine that I would do. Oh, I don't remember the name of it. I'm very, very sorry. But it's a Riesling and it has a cat on the front. And so that makes me think of you. Like every time
beautiful.
I would look at it in the store.
And as a Riesling, that's probably what I was around most of the time growing up.
Right, growing up in Germany.
You grew up in Germany?
A lot of the time. My dad was in the Air Force.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Why do we even talk about Gypsy? I don't give a fuck.
I know. We just need to talk about our moms.
Our moms.
Well, and that's honestly, so one of the reasons that I started doing this podcast was because I think that we should harness the stories from, oh, there's a child outside.
He's outside. It's okay. Don't be afraid.
Thanks, Mom. I think that we should harness these stories from these people who have been on Broadway or that we've worked with or who are friends, and that we should really cherish these things and get them down in some sort of format. And for me, I love to write, but I'm not going to write a book anytime soon because I don't have the time or the energy. But this is a relatable way for me to talk to people, and to have our moms on this podcast is really, really special.
It's wonderful. I think the thing that is most human in the world is an oral history.
Right.
So I think that's why people like podcasts so much. It's like it's passing down from generation to generation.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I think that everyone can enjoy. Somebody who's grown up on radio, somebody who's grown up in the age of podcasts.
Yes.
Everybody gets it.
Awesome. And now, the Rocketeer.
My most favorite thing to do when I go to work, I have a 20-minute commute, is to listen to your podcast in the car. I love, love, love it. And I'll listen to it over and over and over again.
That's so
funny. Unfortunately, I can't drink wine while I'm driving.
Right. Well, my mom has definitely texted me and been like, what was that wine on that one episode that you really liked? I'm like, Mom, you can't get it there in Texas. I'm sorry.
But that's also why you gotta sign up for our tasting notes.
Sign up for the tasting notes. I send it out every week, though I didn't do it last week. Oh, man, I used to do that.
You got to sign up. Because we talk so fast. I wouldn't be like, oh, what are we listening to?
Yeah.
I taste the wines and I'm still like, what are we tasting?
Yep. So sign up for the tasting notes.
So tell us, how could we get those tasting notes?
If you go onto our website at www.tannensandtunes.com, you can sign up there. You just click a little button that says get the tasting notes, and you can sign up and I'll send them to you every other Monday.
Mom, it's almost like we gave you a script to read. If we gave you a script to read, would you read that again? Would you be like, so how do we get those tasting notes?
Why would you want me to say it again?
Oh, damn it.
Well,
my mom is the best improv.
Yes, no.
Yes, no. Before this name. Okay, so I have to tell you, a new mom, that
I'm known as Mom Two in various
Mom
areas.
Two. My mom came into New York recently, and regarded your daughter. I was gonna say your sister. Your daughter, yeah. Your daughter as a celebrity. She met Jessica and was just like, oh my God, this is Jessica! This is Jessica on the podcast! And like, I think you almost got her autograph, right, Mom?
It was so exciting because we went to BTL Harlem and she helped me pick out a wine because I was going on a cruise from New York, and I took the wine on the cruise and it was delicious.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
I just thank you for taking my son under your wing, Miss Jessica.
She's the best.
Oh my goodness, she's the best. This has been like so much fun.
A little obsessed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gross.
Jimmy, this has been so much fun.
This has been so much fun. Are we?
You'll never get away from me.
I couldn't get away from you, even if you told me to. So go on and try.